Paul here with today's tip to help you pass ACLS. Today's a brief review of the medication adenosine, or adenicard. For purposes of ACLS, adenosine is used in the tachycardia algorithm for the treatment of stable SVT refractory to vagal maneuvers. Recall that SVT is a narrow complex tachycardia with a rate of 150 or more. Unstable patients with SVT should be cardioverted with asynchronized shock. Adenosine may also be considered for wide complex monomorphic tachycardias. Adenosine's mechanism of action is that of a cardiac glycoside. It basically temporarily stops the SA node and blocks conduction through the AV node. Some liken the effects of adenosine to that of a chemical cardioversion. And while that's true on some sort of superficial level, adenosine doesn't stop atrial activity when the stimulation is not from the SA node, such as in rhythms like AFib and A-flutter. In cases where the heart rate is very fast, it can be difficult to distinguish P waves on the ECG. If the patient is stable and doesn't respond to vagal maneuvers, administering adenosine may allow us to see fib or flutter waves for those few seconds that the patient is in asystole and adjust our treatment as needed. Because adenosine stops the SA and AV node, it is absolutely contraindicated in patients with a second or third degree heart block. Adenosine has also been known to cause bronchospasm, so it should be used with caution in patients with a history of asthma or COPD and avoided altogether in patients that are currently experiencing bronchospasms. The initial dose of adenosine is 6 mg. Adenosine must be given rapid IV push and is usually followed by a 20 ml bolus. If SVT resumes, a second dose of 12 mg of adenosine may be given after 1 to 2 minutes. A smaller starting dose of 3 mg may be effective in patients with transplanted heart, while a dose larger, such as 12 mg, may be required for patients that have ingested theophylline or caffeine. After administration, it's common for patients to experience a period of chest discomfort as well as a short episode of asystole on the monitor. As the medication breaks down in the body, we should, hopefully, see heart activity resume. It's now that adenosine has a diagnostic attribute. In cases of AFib or A-flutter, we can see the fib or flutter waves on the ECG as we wait for the adenosine to wear off. Hopefully, we will see the rate slow down. If not, a second dose of adenosine isn't likely to be effective, so we may switch to a calcium channel blocker or a beta blocker, which work by different mechanisms and are more effective for the treatment of atrial rhythms with a rapid ventricular response. Well, that about covers the major points that a person taking an ACLS provider class would need to know. I hope that you found this review helpful. Thanks for listening, and best of luck with your upcoming class.